Master Duel to Paper Yu-Gi-Oh! In 2026, your first local without the rules shock, Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. The fastest bridge is one physical deck you already understand digitally, printed or written deck and side deck lists, three face-to-face practice matches, and the current official tournament policy. Tell the organizer it is your first local. Most communities would rather explain a shortcut than watch a new player disappear. The fastest bridge is one physical deck you already understand digitally, printed or written deck and side deck lists, three face-to-face practice matches, and the current official tournament policy. Tell the organizer it is your first local. Most communities would rather explain a shortcut than watch a new player disappear. The shock is not complexity, it is responsibility. Master Duel handles legal prompts, missed timing, chain ordering, zone placement, and many bookkeeping tasks. Paper asks both players to maintain a clear legal state. You do not need encyclopedic memory. You need a legal deck, the current rules, resources, deliberate communication, and the confidence to pause before an irreversible action. First, build for the paper list, not the digital ladder. Master Duel and the physical TCG do not share one universal forbidden and limited list. Open the current regional paper list and check every main, extra, and side deck card, then verify card text and rulings in the official database or Neuron. Main deck, 40 to 60 cards. Extra deck, 0 to 15. Side deck, 0 to 15. Keep the side deck exactly the same size before and after siding. Your first local kit, bring the deck in uniform small Japanese size sleeves, matching spare sleeves, extra and side decks, any required tokens, dice or counters, paper and pen, your Konami card game ID and a charged phone with Neuron. A playmat is useful but secondary to a readable state. Do not use damaged, translucent or distinguishable sleeves. If one splits during play, call a judge and replace it with an identical spare. The 5-minute zone reset drill: lay out the main deck, extra deck, graveyard, banished area, field zone, pendulum zones, and monster and spell trap zones before drawing a hand. Place a card in each relevant zone, then return the table to neutral. Repeat until your hand stops searching for the map. Next, rehearse one normal summon, one set card, one extra deck summon, and one effect that moves a card between zones. Narrate what changed. Master Duel makes legal destinations glow. Paper expects you to know where the card belongs and whether the state remains clear to the other player. Do this with the exact deck you plan to bring. Generic diagrams teach vocabulary, but familiar cards connect the vocabulary to decisions you will actually make under time. The table script that prevents half the confusion say the phase, card activation, target and intended resolution. Give the opponent time to respond. Confirm unclear shortcuts. Keep cards oriented and zones visible. When a chain becomes uncertain, stop and reconstruct it before resolving. Useful sentences: moving to battle phase. Activate effect, target your face-up monster. Any response? Can we call a judge before we change the state? None of these are admissions of weakness. Three rehearsals before the event. Game 1, play slowly with hands open and announce every phase. Game 2, hide hands but pause after every activation to identify legal responses. Game 3, play a full best-of-3 match with siding, time awareness and no automation. Record every rules search and every card you could not explain. That list is your real study guide, random combo videos are not. Practice siding as a procedure, not a panic after game 1. Note what the opponent's deck actually showed. Graveyard dependence, back row density, a narrow summon line, board-breaking pressure or a particular floodgate. Choose side deck cards for observed problems, not for the deck name you think you recognized. Keep the side deck count unchanged after exchanging cards. Resleeve or replace any marked sleeve before presenting the deck, shuffle thoroughly and finish within the event's time expectations. Then write down what entered and left so you can reverse the change after the match. A simple first plan is enough, 2 or 3 matchup packages with a stated purpose and a corresponding cut list. 15 unrelated good cards are a collection, not yet a sideboard. Choosing a first paper deck, use a deck whose core plan you can explain in 2 sentences and whose common opening line you have physically sequenced. Legendary Modern Decks provides breadth. Blue Eyes White Destiny offers a recognizable focused identity. Neither exempts you from checking the current list or adding targeted singles. Print or write the list and divide it into starters, extenders, interaction, board breakers, and cards that only work after another piece. Goldfish 5 opening hands while physically searching, shuffling, and presenting the deck. Digital familiarity can hide how often a line depends on remembering an optional effect, finding a token, or locating an extra deck card under time. Do not change decks during the final week merely because a stronger list won an online event. A modest deck you can sequence, explain, and reset is a better first local instrument than a famous list whose decision points still surprise you. How to use Neuron without making the phone the table, register the event, maintain your card game ID, check cards, track life points, and use supported utilities through Neuron. Keep notifications off and the screen available to both players when it is functioning as a shared tool. The official event guide shows the current registration flow. Complete it before the round begins rather than discovering passwords at pairings. Bring a charging cable or small battery, but keep paper and pen available because a phone is support equipment, not permission to lose the match record when a battery reaches 1%. Before round 1, open the exact functions you expect to use and confirm how the organizer wants results reported. During play, announce life point changes and let both players verify the total. If a ruling requires card text, use the official database rather than a cropped screenshot or a remembered translation. Put the phone back in its fixed place after each use so it never becomes hidden information, table clutter, or an accidental hand of very expensive cards. The judge call script and first local social contract stop before more cards move. Raise your hand, say judge, and keep the table state unchanged. Briefly describe the last agreed action, the effect or timing question, and what each player believes should happen. Answer the judge's questions without turning the ruling into a closing argument. If hidden information or a communication issue is involved, ask to speak away from the opponent when appropriate. Do not repair the state yourselves while waiting. Every extra draw, shuffle, or moved card makes an accurate ruling harder. A judge call is not an accusation and not a loss of face. It is the tournament's neutral mechanism for protecting both players. Yumi's first local rule is to thank the opponent for pausing and thank the judge for the ruling, then return to the match. Before the event, rehearse the script once with a friend. Judge, we agree that this card was activated here. We disagree about whether that effect can resolve after this response. The words are deliberately plain. They identify the shared state and the disputed rule without assigning motive. New players often fear appearing inexperienced, but an early, precise question is far less disruptive than a confident sequence built on a mistaken assumption. Arrive early. Tell the organizer and first opponent you are new to paper. Ask before touching another player's card. Do not argue from a remembered master duel animation. Fast players should not bully you. You should also keep progressing, make decisions, and learn the deck before bringing it into a timed room. Respect runs both directions. After the match, note the ruling and the one sequence to rehearse before local 2. Final verdict. Master Duel can teach card interactions, but it does not teach paper responsibility. Before a local, verify the current paper forbidden and limited list, sleeve a legal deck, prepare a 0 to 15 card side deck, install Neuron, and rehearse phases, targets, chains, and state aloud with another person. Frequently asked questions. Does Master Duel use the same ban list as paper Yu-Gi-Oh? Number verify the current regional TCG forbidden and limited list before building or buying a paper deck. How many cards are in a paper Yu-Gi-Oh deck? The main deck contains 40 to 60 cards. The extra deck and side deck each contain 0 to 15. What should I bring to my first Yu-Gi-Oh local? A legal sleeved deck, extra and side decks matching spare sleeves, tokens and dice as needed, paper and pen, ID, Neuron, and a charged phone. Can I use standard size sleeves? Yu-Gi-Oh cards use the small Japanese size sleeve family. Use uniform, opaque sleeves in good condition and check event policy for double sleeving. Should I tell my opponent I am new? Yes, a brief statement sets expectations and makes rules clarification easier. Can I use Neuron for life points? Neuron is the official support application. Follow the event's current policy and keep shared information visible. What is the best deck for a first local? A legal deck whose main plan and common openings you can explain and physically execute is better than a stronger unfamiliar list. When should I call a judge? Call before continuing when legality, timing, hidden information, or the correct repair is unclear. Judges are part of the event.